Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are just in such a good mood this morning, TJ.
I just love the way I smell.
Love the way you smell.
Can't stop smelling myself.
And I'm just the opposite. I went over to the one of those dollar stores, got some roll-on deodorant, and it has had a weird effect on my armpits. They smell like onions.
Ew.
Yeah. I'm even bothered by it. I'm smelling like produce. I mean,
gross,
seriously.
Slick.
And you know, sometimes products just have a weird effect on you. They're not perfect for everybody.
Like, I guess that's true. I mean, if it's a cheap deodorant and it mixes wrong with your body, it comes up with a funky smell.
Yeah.
I can't use that Lumi stuff. That's supposed to, I don't know, you're supposed to put it all over and it lasts 78 million hours that you're supposed to not. I hate the smell of all of them. I don't care what color, what flavor they say they are, whatever. They all reek on me. I hate them.
On you. So it's not the smell
Correct. Before
you put on it. It's when it hits your body.
Can't stand it on me.
I mean, I went to hug my wife, Celeste. She's like, are you side hustling at a fruit stand? A produce there? You smell like onions? I'm like, I do.
You stink.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry that you're not having luck at the dollar store. I got deodorant from there, and I am really enjoying it. I think it's great. That's the only place I buy deodorant.
Wow. Really? I think you two need to take a tip from me. I'll get you smelling good. Let you know after this on your B-Morning Coffee Club.
We need help. Sure, this is an HR issue, but I am admitting it's my fault. I bought the cheaper roll-on deodorant, and now my armpits smell like onion. People think I work in a produce stand. It's crazy how different products change when it hits your skin. We're not all the same. I can't help it. I didn't know. I'm not going to use it again. I got to go get another one. Got to spend some money, get some better deodorant that is better with
where
my
it's
body.
More than a dollar.
Yeah.
You might need to spend more than a dollar. I changed. I am so brand loyal anyways. Mm-hmm. If somebody was like, here, try this deodorant, I'd be like, no. Same with my laundry soap. I think it's generational. My mother convinced me at a young age that Tide is the only detergent that gets your clothes clean.
Like
she's
in the
like,
washing
well,
machine.
Yeah,
Tide.
Did you use Tide? Well, then there you go. You got to use Tide. So it's been embedded in me. But I love the smell of Gain. So I've switched. Those Gain, you put the little things in your wash machine first.
Oh, the pods?
The little scent beads. Scent beads. They go, psh, you put those in there. Then you put the Gain fabric softener and you put the Gain, you know, detergent in there, and then you got the Gain dryer sheets. Oh my gosh, it smells so good.
That's way too much
fragrance.
Way too much.
I cracked my window because my dryer vent is right below my kitchen
right
window, and just to smell all the goodness coming out of the dryer because I love the smell of clean laundry. I cracked my window on 0 degree day just to have the dryer vent stuff come up. I'm weird.
Is she alone on this? And if you were so loyal to Tide, was it because Gain was on sale and then you discovered you liked the smell
better?
Yeah,
I had more coupons for Gain, but I haven't been liking the smell. I'm like, man, I want my clothes just... Do you ever walk past someone or you know someone that you're always with and you're like, what do you use? What do you wash your clothes in? You always smell like laundry soap.
So
or you always smell good. I have people in my life and they're like, oh, Gain. Everybody says Gain. So I switched.
Okay. Because the way you're saying it is you don't use perfume anymore then. It's just the detergent.
No, it's just my really good smelling clothes.
Gain. Hmm.
I don't know. It's for me. But it may stink on you. I don't know. If your body's like doing weird stuff with deodorant and turning it into onions.
Well, you're putting the entire laundry section of the grocery store into your washing machine. You got the scent speed and the detergent. Like, your entire cart is dedicated to just laundry.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Injury.
Yeah.
It's way too much.
I'll be the judge of that. Nope, just enough.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I got you. Let's make it part of the world's easiest contest with the Kelsey Ballerini concert tickets. Okay. TJ cannot stop smelling herself, and it's because she switched brands of what? In the washing machine, the detergent. That's what she did. What? It's not a new cologne. It's not a new perfume. It's not something behind the ears. No, it was detergent. That's the answer we're looking for. TJ's having fun smelling herself today because she changed up something, but it's not any new perfume. What did she change?
Oh, change to the Gain laundry detergent.
Yeah!
Change my laundry soap. Lots of folks chiming in on the text line, by the way, mentioning that I'm probably packed full of chemicals at this point, but that's neither here nor there. Congratulations, you're going to go see Kelsey Ballerini live on tour coming to KeyBank Center just in a couple weeks, February 6th.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
I'm so excited for you.
And tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
Oh, every day, 925 WBEE. Oh, you guys are hilarious. And I everything TJ does, it sounds like I'm hearing myself talk because mom with kids and just always running around the crazy. That's me. So
5 WBEE, Rochester's new country.
So all these texters coming in commenting about me changing my soap for my laundry, but everybody's just going to skim over the fact that you just admitted that you stink like onions. Everybody's just going to gloss over that. You've mentioned it like 10 times. You're like, I stunk like onions.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's called BO. All BO stinks like onions.
Well, what does B.O. spell?
Body odor.
Bo.
Body odor, bo. I'm telling you. Like, you blamed it on the deodorant.
It is. It was a cheap $1.25. Okay, roll on. I got it the dollar. It didn't hit me good. My sweat. I mean,
smelled like pickle and onions under your pits. Pickle pits.
Pickle pits?
You call them pickle pits. Stinky. Stinky pickle pits.
Oh, all these nicknames are coming with love. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, I went to hug my wife. She's like, what? Were you cooking? I smell onions. I'm like, yeah. No, that's
you stink.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Come on, I can't be alone. Has a cologne, a perfume, a deodorant hit your body and it didn't turn out good. I can't be the only
stinky.
One.
Stinky. I know you're trying to get everyone on board with you, but we all know nobody's going to... Okay, anybody texts in on your side and goes, yeah, I stink too.
Hey,
I stink too, Bo.
Or call. You know what? It smelled so bad like onions. I was thinking of going without deodorant. Just go natural.
Well, that's I mean, I've done an armpit detox before. You want to go all natural?
What do you mean an armpit detox?
Never heard of it.
Okay, so when you switch to natural deodorant, it was like all the rage when it started to come out that aluminum and deodorant can like cause breast cancer. So I was sold online. I was influenced to get this all natural special deodorant, but they were like, it's going to take a minute for your body to detox.
You're going to stink.
So I did an armpit detox and I didn't wear deodorant for a week. Got to let all the toxins out.
Was I in this room with you when you did this?
No, this was years ago.
I was going to say, I think we would have known.
Yeah. I did it the week between Christmas and New Year's so that I wouldn't impact anybody else.
Actually, I don't know. You might have gotten away with it because sometimes Stinky over there brings snacks that smell. So
Oh my gosh, the chicken he had yesterday, it was like lingering in the studio for 3 hours.
So next time you're stuck with your Dollar Tree deodorant, just be like, oh, I'm sorry, it's my snack. It's not me. I don't stink. It's my snack. That's what you can blame it on. Until you find the right deodorant for you.
But what are those onion snacks, the chips? What is that?
Oh, Funyuns?
Funyuns. That's what I'm blaming.
It's my Funyuns.
My Funyuns.
I mean, onions are good for you. You could just start going, you know, Shrek. Channel your inner Shrek. Just start eating onions all the time. Then no one will notice.
And if we go back to the nicknames, I prefer Funyun. Why don't you call me Funyun instead of
Stinky?
Yeah. Because I'm a fun guy. Just smell like onions.